Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking about federal government censorship and takeover of the media grid, talking to media professionals, engineers, program directors, IT professionals. Here's another one. DHS seizes websites for merely linking the copyrighted material. Even Reuters is reporting on this. Now sites that link to things that the government, no judge or jury, says are copyrighted, they're shutting them down. They're just seizing them. And we've got Tyrell Ventura, son of Jesse Ventura, one of the producers and people on the Conspiracy Theory Show, joining us to talk about Homeland Security, just calling up and getting one of the episodes dropped, dealing with FEMA camps and threat fusion centers and the EAS martial law system and the 10 FEMA governors. They do not want this being talked about. I want to get to Julio and Don, and I appreciate them holding, but real fast, John, yes, they're, the bottom line, all the IT people admit this, and the government admits it, they're putting the grid in to end net neutrality, and that means end true free access of the web as we know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Egypt, what we just saw is a most extreme example of, you know, what net neutrality or non-net neutrality can lead to.
Yeah, well, the Internet 2 stated plan is to slowly kill the original true web. Great to hear from you. Let's talk to Don in New York. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for holding. What do you do in media?
I'm a installer engineer. I design and then install systems for
Okay, what's your view on this?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I've seen it a while back already. I've had to put them in you know, high school stations and in college stations in my area. It's, you know, it's nothing new. I totally don't agree with it, but, you know, what can you do against it? I did want to tell you something about where I work. Now, I'm not going to tell you where it is over the phone, but I see Homeland Security getting involved in a lot of things on a very large level here. And if you want to call me back, I could talk to you. But
sir, they've tried to recruit my dad, and then he thought it was maybe a setup because he's my dad. He went and talked to the other dentist, and Homeland Security separately had visited him at his home saying, spy on your neighbors. I mean, this, they're getting ready for full takeover. It's now happening.
I totally agree with you. What I'm saying is I'm a conference room manager, and I fortunately or unfortunately get to hear all kinds of stuff at the company I'm working for, and you'd probably be interested in some of it, but that's up to you.
Well, yes, sir. The problem is we've kind of announced it here, and I mean, you got to know, talking to me on the phone, there's probably 10 agencies listening. Now that you've said it, I mean, obviously they're now saying, I've got another report here. The federal government's announced that if the citizens look at WikiLeaks documents online, it's an act of espionage. In fact, I know that's in one of my stacks, but I mean, do we just put up with this? I mean, specifically, you're there witnessing government conferencing with the feds for takeover?
I'd rather talk to you some other time.
Because I already get internal videos and things that we go ahead and put out where they are admittedly doing it. So I already, okay, fine. I will call you after the show in about an hour. How's that sound?
Do you have my number?
No, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your number, Don, and I'm going to call you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. But, I mean, I'm not saying, oh, I've already got all this. I've got the SLAT training. I've got the clergy response team training stuff. I've got the InfraGuard folks. They've got over 500,000, quote, executives in this country, and they profile them. If the guy's a good guy, they don't ever tell them the full program. But if they're globalists, they give them the authorization under government code orders to their cell phones to kill people. I mean, they are building an army of pure evil. I couldn't sleep last night. I can't sleep now. I haven't had coffee yesterday, you know, after noon. I wasn't up drinking coffee, folks. I laid there in bed. I'm somebody who's always loved sleep. I can sleep 10 hours straight like the dead. My wife's always joked that there can be a thunderstorm above and the whole house shaking, you know, windows breaking with trees falling down. I don't wake up. I can't sleep because I've studied the full spectrum breakdown. This is real. How else do I say it? It's so evil. It's happening. These people are criminals.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450. Per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have had the FCC, diversity czar, say that the government should censor media in the U.S. like Hugo Chavez. We can play that clip for you, but it's been all over the news for a year. We've got Cass Sunstein, the White House regulation czar, saying arrest people or at least put a tax on, quote, conspiracy theories. And he went on to say, like not believing in man-made global warming. We've had internal pressure, and I've been asked to not get into all the details. You know, you're told things in confidence, and then you're asked not to get into it in full detail because of, you know, confidences you've been brought into. But now Jesse Ventura months ago on the show did say, yes, it got censored. Homeland Security pressure on Time Warner, the parent company of True TV, to not re-air the incredible police state show that dealt with FEMA takeover, 10 regions, the FEMA governors, the threat fusion centers, the whole EAS system. And now Obama announces yesterday on Federal News Radio presidential emergency alerts to be tested. You know that emergency alert? Hardwired, the government can take over every station in the country. They're announcing they're going to have forced alerts on your cell phone, video alerts on your iPhone or Droid, break-ins on your computer, telescreens at 9,000 locations now going in. They're in hundreds of locations already at the checkout line saying, watch your neighbors, don't trust other shoppers. This is right out of The Running Man that Jesse Ventura was in, where Schwarzenegger's walking around and seeing announcements about report on your parents, kids get a bonus, you know, payment from the government. It's incredible. And joining us for the rest of the hour is Tyrell Ventura. I talked to Ty over the weekend. just about the future of the show. Will there be a third season of Conspiracy Theory? Hit show with Jesse Ventura. And so he's going to be talking about that today. Obviously, Jesse is going to be on with us when he first starts doing media, when he gets back in early April. He'll talk more about the TSA lawsuit, the groping I have witnessed. I mean, I could be a witness in it. I saw him going between his legs. And in Atlanta, and they said it got even worse in Minneapolis in another flight he was in. That's in his lawsuit. So where he Tyrell's here to talk about that as well. And just all things New World Order. Tyrell Ventura, of course, has produced a lot of films on his own, other TV programs, very accomplished videographer, you name it. And I look forward to working with Tyrell on our own ventures in the future because he's just a very informed, interesting guy. And so I just wanted to get him back on with us to talk about all of that. But dealing with censorship, there's so many layers of it. And after the Tucson shooting, Ty, we saw the media trying to blame conservatives, liberals, the media. When the guy was out of his mind, schizophrenic, that's now admitted, who hated politics and was into the occult and taking hallucinogens every day. But we see this full push to tell us to sit down and shut up and don't be angry about what's happening.
Yeah, and be scared of your neighbor because, you know, God forbid we talk to each other anymore. You know, it's frightening. It's out there, you know, but we, you know, as long as we stay vigilant and aware of it and keep talking about it and hold their feet to the fire, you know, we'll hopefully weather the storm. You know, even when you talked earlier about the show that got, you know, never was rebroadcast and the police state show, the thing that I, you know, you can't really censor something anymore in today's world. I mean, that show is all over the internet and people can see it if they look for it. So that's the good news. You know, the bad news is, yeah, you know, the more forms of communication, the more avenues they can to propagandize us as a society. You know, and that's what we got to pay attention to and try to be able to see through all of their, all of the propaganda.
Well, there were some groundbreaking episodes. I think this second season was even more hardcore than the last, but millions of viewers per episode. They air these things 30, 40 times afterwards. So we're talking about audiences in the tens of millions. That police state episode really scared the system. And for those that don't know what happened, as much as you can tell, folks, I mean, I know the full story. You know the full story. We've been asked not to get into all of it. Or to respond to the congressman who's been attacking, but I have responded separately because he's been attacking your father and myself and others. But as much as you can tell folks about the pressures that were exerted.
Well, you know, it's interesting when we were doing the show and that all went down. You know, we're putting show out, you know, week after week. So when it happened, it kind of happened so quickly that we didn't really have time to think about it or pay attention to it because we're on to the next show. You know, once the show's locked and aired, you know, we have to, you know, look at putting the next show on the air. So we didn't really have a lot of time to reflect on that because it would have, you know, damaged our ability to make our next show because, you know, you can't spend all day worrying about it.
Because you're busy editing these and tweaking them right up to broadcast.
Yeah. I mean, we want to make sure we get as much good content in there as possible with each show. So we're busting our humps doing that. You know, reflecting on it now, it's kind of like I said earlier. I mean, if anything, controversy, if anything, is good because it brought more attention to the show. If they didn't want people to pay attention to it, they should have just ignored it. But, you know, we upset Representative Cohn and Senator Cohn, and he, you know, sort of yelling and hollering to the heavens. And then, you know, just recently we saw the kind of hypocritical aspect of him when, you know, in referring to yelling at people for referring to people as Nazis, and then he turns around and does the same thing and doesn't see the hypocrisy in it. But, you know, ultimately the show's out there and you can see it, which is the important thing, you know. And it was an amazing show to work on and definitely eye-opening. And, you know, thank you again for your help, thank you again for your work on the show. And it was very, very, a great show, one of my favorites of the year.
Very powerful. You know, I didn't call you guys and congratulate you on the other episodes. They were all excellent. But remember, I called your dad that night. I called you. I called Braverman.
Yeah,
and I said, I can't believe this just went on air. This is groundbreaking. I mean, I was doing cartwheels.
Yeah, it was great. This whole last season was a great season. I mean, I was really happy with and let me say this, too. I was really happy working with True TV. You know, they've, you know, gone out on a limb for us and put us on the air and have been very supportive of us. And you know, apart from, you know, crazy moments like the police state thing or whatever, you know, they've mean, they haven't censored us, and they have never, you know, dictated content to us.
Well, exactly. I mean, the head of the network pledged to your dad that they've never had censorship and there would be no problem, and then this was a wake-up call for them when higher-ups above them, with Homeland Security and congressional pressure, pulled the episode. And I've seen some other interesting things. The other more hardcore episodes I've noticed aren't being aired as much. So the system, I mean, you guys had the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt, first time on national television. I mean, you did so much groundbreaking things, but we should try to support and contact True TV. We're going to give out numbers and websites later. And addresses to put counter pressure on to make sure a third season comes up and to try to get Police State back on the air. But Ty, for those that don't know about the episode, encapsulate that episode and what was covered there and what you thought was most disturbing about that piece.
Well, you saw essentially the chain of information and how it flows through if government wants to spy on you, and then ultimately what could happen if the wrong people get in power and you know, that's the biggest thing is that, you know, when you're building FEMA camps, you know, initially, yeah, they might be for, you know, helping people in terms of, you know, natural disaster and things like that. But the wording in the bill, you know, leaves it very open to be at the discretion of the head of Homeland Security. And that's a dangerous thing because, you know, we kind of have this weird feeling that, you know, every elected person is always a good person. You know, and that's not true sometimes. You know, you can have a rotten egg, like in any aspect.
Well, look at history. Or you can have a whole barrel of rotten eggs.
Yeah, or a whole barrel of them. And if you get the wrong people in power and you leave bills, especially in terms of building, you know, camps and things like that, and you leave them so, lightly worded and so open-ended for what they can be used for in the bill, you know, leaving the chicken coop open for a fox to come in and eat all the chicken.
Well, I mean, more than that, you show the congressional hearings where they admitted these camps would be for citizens. Mm-hmm. You show the mainstream news articles where they said it could be for civil unrest. And that's what they're drilling and training for. I mean, so the way Cohen tried to deny that the bill existed until your dad handed it to him. And he goes, oh, yes, I do believe. I mean, he was like something out of a, you know, old Southern movie or something. And like, one of the women.
It just shows that these guys, I don't think he even remembered or even thought of putting it in there. And it just shows how, and he's a co-sponsor of the bill. I think it just shows how very little politicians pay attention to what they're doing out there. You know, they see a bill, oh, that sounds nice, let's push it through. Not reading the wording of it, not reading, and, you know, what's behind it and things like that.
But Ty, you gave them the out. You gave them the out in the show saying that I bet he didn't know about it. But, I mean, watching him in the video, he talking like Scarlet from Gone with the Wind, he's like, oh, I do declare now, I do remember that bill. First he's like, you mean space aliens are going to come down and eat Midget Governor Ventura? And he's like, no, I'm not worried about space aliens. I'm worried about these camps. There's no bill. Oh, wait, I do remember this bill now. I mean, he looks so guilty. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, that's you know, you put it on television, and that's what happens. You know, I mean, the show speaks for itself, in my opinion. And like I said, it's one of my favorites because we really hit, you know, all the major elements from the fusion centers to the camps to the very creepy coffins and you know, and it was a great show to put on the air along with all the other fantastic shows we did this last year. And
well, he also said on CNN, he was like, how dare them say the government might release a bioweapon? How dare them, when we have all these admitted secret tests and the syphilis and the atomic soldiers, and it just came out our government was shooting up kids in Guatemala with syphilis. I mean, how dare him go, how dare you, Tyrell?
Well, I think there's people that truly believe that the governments do no wrong in life, and it's so idiotic, you know. I mean, it boggles the mind that people can be either so naive, or, you know, when they're caught red-handed doing something wrong, they'll forever deny and make counter-accusations.
You caught me red-handed, Tyrell, you and your wicked father, Jesse Ventura. All right, I'm going to stop. Ty, stay there. I want to talk about what some of your favorite episodes were, the future of the show. If you want to talk to Tyrell Ventura, one of the executive producers on the hit show Conspiracy Theory, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I do declare, get that show off the air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Congressman Steve Cohen doing his Scarlet from Gone with the Wind imitation, and Ventura's giving him the bill, and he's saying, space monsters are coming down out of big green machines. I don't know about them. And he goes, I'm not talking about space monsters. And he goes, here's the bill. And he goes, oh, I do remember that. Here it is.
Like me, there isn't one FEMA camp of these in the United States right now.
There are not.
Why is it in that bill?
What is exactly in the bill?
It talks about building FEMA camps, doesn't it? That particular bill that we're talking about?
I would have to. I'd like to see the bill.
Isn't this guy a co-sponsor of the bill?
What's the bill number? Six FEMA camps to be built within the United States. How can a bill state that there'll be six FEMA camps built in the United States and then I'm being told there are none?
Well, I think I recall now something about this, and if I'm correct, I think those are locations for if there's a disaster like in Katrina. I think that's what it is. It's not any kind of a concentration camp or anything to round up citizens.
He thinks that's what it is? The bill that he co-sponsored says the use of the camps will be determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security.
They can come and go as they please.
Exactly.
They won't be locked.
No, they can
go in and out because the place I saw in Texas is locked. You can't go in and out of it. No comment.
It's probably not being used either for a couple of years.
Well, we have films of children playing on the swings and the slides and stuff. And this one technically falls under Homeland Security.
Well, I don't know. You know, I haven't been there, and I don't know who the children are, and the children are probably very happy.
Where have we heard that?
All right, that's enough. Ty, this is a short segment, long one coming up to get into everything, but, I mean, I don't know what he's so angry about. I mean, you guys were very fair with him.
Yeah, no, we were. He's angry because he got caught in the deer in the headlights, you know, and then he didn't know what was in his own bill until we had to remind him, you know, and then... You know, politicians don't exactly like that when you catch them not prepared, and when you catch them, when you show them for their true colors.
Twice on the tape, Ty, he talks about green monsters coming out of machines. Did he do that more in the full interview? I mean, that was pretty weird.
We put made the bulk of the interview on there and essentially it gets back to that simple fact is that, you know, a lot of people just refuse to believe that their government can do bad things and that there can be bad people in government and give them the tools to be bad, they can take advantage of it and really, you know, rape and pillage the nation if they want to.
I think what really upset him was your dad at the end saying, think it can't happen here, it already has. You think you got 50 states, we got 10 FEMA regions run by 10 governors you didn't vote for. Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they're not afraid, keep it all above board. Let's have transparency in government and let's see what they're doing so that way we can be informed populists and then make the votes and do things that count. But, you know, truthfully, when it's all said and done, you know, this country's run by its corporate handlers, and then we have the illusion of choice, and we have the illusion of that, but we really don't have any choice, and we just have to get that back and then fight to get our country back.
What is your favorite episode of the 8 episodes?
My truthful favorite in a storytelling, and they're all great, fantastic, you know, great information, great entertainment, but my true favorite is probably the JFK show.
Yeah,
it was the one where when we finished, you know, and Jesse saw the cut of it before it went to air, and you know, Dad felt really proud that he could finally have his name on that conspiracy and was able to present new information, and then the groundbreaking confession of E. Howard Hunt, and you know, that's been a lifelong passion of his, JFK, and for him to be able to put a show out there that stated his viewpoints on it and stated true, you know, fact about the case. You know, that really, really, really meant a lot to him in his life. And so as a son and also as someone working with him to see that kind of good feeling and happiness from my dad for being able to put that show together meant a lot. And that's probably the most, you know, the show that impacted me the most this year.
What's your next favorite?
My next favorite is probably the police state, just because it was so controversial and really, you know, ruffled the feathers, you know, because it's what you like to do, you know. I mean, we work in a business where you gotta, you know, it's entertainment, but if you can put truth in entertainment and, you know, get people really paying attention, that's why we do what we do. You know, we gotta entertain you for an hour, and at the same time, we wanna educate you for an hour.
Absolutely.
And at least get you asking questions. Even if we end up, like, if we do a conspiracy and it ends up being disproved and it was wrong and we were wrong, hey, you know what? At least we got people asking the questions to find out, you know, is this something that could happen?
But, Ty, you haven't been proven wrong, and that's why they're so upset. We'll be right back to talk about the TSA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. And after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Lawsuit against the TSA groping of him and the violation of the American Disabilities Act because they're discriminating against him because of his titanium hip. I want to get more into the show, but Ty, you're doing a lot of other things too. You've got a feature film coming out that you've directed that has got some major New World Order veins in it. Tell us about that.
Well, I didn't direct it. I actually had the great honor and pleasure of working with a fantastic writer-director named Leighton Matthews.
That's right. You produced it then. I forgot. Yeah,
I helped him produce it along with Tiffany Connor. And you know, he's put together a great movie. We're in post-production right now, and it's been a great honor working with him. And he's a fellow Texan, you know, comes from East Texas, and we were able to, you know, get some good visuals out there and then shoot a lot back here in L.A. And it's coming together really nicely. So that's kind of what I've been doing in and watching him create a hell of a movie.
Are we able to talk about the name of the film? Or
yeah, it's called The Wanderers, and it's an independent film, and we're in post production right now, and then editing away, and then having a lot of fun, and it's really coming together nicely. I can't wait for everyone to see it, and we have some great stuff in it. We're able to get some really good. We have a great character in it who's fantastic. Runs a pirate TV broadcast and talks about New World Order and things like that. And it's a really great, dramatic, fantastic show. And I can't wait for to get out there into the world and for people to see it and for people to take notice of it. I think it'll be a great movie.
So another way through fiction to wake people up.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's you have to do that. You know, you can tell an entertaining story and also educate people at the same time, which is what we as filmmakers try to do, which we need a little bit more of, I think, in filmmaking right now. I think it's a little too popcorn, a little too crazy right now. We need some really good heartfelt drama that educates us and gets us to feel. And that's why we go to the movies. And that's why I love this business so much.
Can you tell us a little bit about the plot?
Yeah, it's roughly about a man who we see at the beginning of the movie, and he's kind of crazed on drugs and going nuts. And the next moment you see him in the film, he wakes up in Texas and has no memory of who he is. And he finds a brother who doesn't like him, and he spends the rest of the movie trying to discover who his old self was. And the more he discovers, the more he dislikes and then is frightened by who he was in the past. And it's a great kind of mystery and adventure and ultimately a really great piece about two brothers trying to reconnect with each other. And it's going to be a fun movie. I think people really enjoy it.
Sounds like a little mind controls in there.
Maybe. You just have to watch the movie and find out.
And when is it going to start being in film festivals and stuff so folks can see it?
I can't say right now. Like I said, we're just finishing up and we're in the middle of post-production right now. But hopefully, sometime summer, fall, that kind of thing. As soon as we can get it done and we're all happy with it, we'll start putting it out into the public eye.
Well, promise me that you and the director, you the producer and the director, will come on the show. And if you're in Texas, come in studio with us.
Oh, we'd love to. That'd be a fantastic, fantastic interview, and I can't wait for you to see the film.
Now I want to get into your father and the TSA. People really want to hear about that. But finishing up with the future of the show, I'm sure you know, and I was sent internal documents from a cable company. It is true. There were also orders sent out for DVRs to be remotely contacted and to erase the police state episode and now other episodes of the show. Have you heard anything about this? Because talking to you on the phone, I forgot to bring this up to you. I'm just now bringing it up to you live on air.
Really? I don't know anything about that, so it's kind of hard for me to comment on that. I know the cycle of television, they don't keep things on DVR for too long, but first time I've ever heard about that, and it is interesting to look into it.
Yeah, but we're talking about them remoting in, not that it's available for you to go choose on demand. They're going into recorded copies and getting rid of it.
Yeah, I first I've heard of that.
Let me give you the headline. It's Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Confirm Ventura's conspiracy theory episodes disappearing from DVRs. It's a huge internet controversy out there. You know what?
I look at that kind of a badge of honor. That means that we're scaring the hell out of them and we're telling the truth. And if they're that nervous about it, good.
I guess in a way, your dad's going to win the bet. He didn't believe it was ever going to make it on air. So in a way, your dad turns out to be basically right. He said, I can't believe this is going to get on air. Privately, he didn't believe it was going to go on air, not just the first season, but he wasn't even sure completely about the second.
Well, we got on air, and I think one of the big reasons we got on air is because people let through TV and let them know that they wanted to see it. The Nielsen system is a very antiquated system, and so us, the TV companies, are big on, letters and things like that, and I think that we had such a great response from people after the first season, writing into True TV and leaving messages on the comment boards, on their website, and that speaks volumes. Every one letter, could equal 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people. And then that simple task, dictates a lot of programming. You know, at the end of the day, they want ratings, and they want, you know, and they want to be able to put out good shows. And like I said, they're a great company, and they've been good to us, and have allowed us to put things on the air that, like, yeah, we never thought anyone would ever see the light of day on television, basic cable. But we have, and that's because of the viewers, and that's because of our audience being so dedicated and following the show, and then writing to True TV and letting them know that they want to see it again. And so please, if you want to see us back for a third season, do it again. You know, write in and let True TV know that you want to see more Conspiracy Theory.
Well, Ty, I'm glad you brought this up, because that's one of the reasons when I called you this weekend and you called me back, I said, look, did that help having my listeners lobby? You said, yes, it did. And I said, well, let's do it again, because it was hit or miss if there was even going to be a second season. It's very close right now. Those decisions are being made in the next few weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Ty, I know I'm springing this on you because we talked on the weekend about doing this, but do you have the mailing address? Do you have the best website for people to visit?
You could write to 600 3rd Avenue, New York, New York. I believe it's 10016. That's True TV's address. So if you want to write right there. If you go online to the TrueTV.com website, you go under Contact Us, and they actually have a special heading under Programming for Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, and you can fill in your comments there and send them emails directly about the show, and they do read them, and they do listen, and I get tons of fan mail. My closet's filled up with fan mail, because I go through and read every piece of it. I might not be able to respond to all the fan mail just because there's so much of it. But I do read every letter that we get, and I do read every congratulatory letter. I do read every negative letter. I read every, and also it's great because people send us show ideas, and you know, I read through all of that, just because you never know when you get one good nugget that helps fill in a piece of the puzzle to make a great episode for next year. So,
well,
you know,
folks can go to TrueTV.com, or just type in Jesse Ventura Conspiracy Theory, and it'll be the top link. They can contact there. They can also look it up online and find the phone numbers to True TV. Yes. You can, the physical mail. It's so important. Everything we do, resistance is victory. And people that want to hear the truth, people that want to see well-produced information like this, if you believe in it, you want it, because I keep getting calls, Ty, constantly. Is there going to be a third season? You know, will you be involved, Alex? What's happening? What's Jesse going to do? And so now we've got you here, today. Give out that mailing address one more time.
Once again, it's 600 3rd Avenue, New York, New York. I believe 10016. You might double check that, but yeah, that's the mailing address. And you know, it's great. I mean, we had a great second season. We're going along normal right now in terms of whether or not it'll be a third season. There's been nothing weird, you know, that way or anything strange. It's, you know, we're in our kind of time off to take a breather and then, you know, keep our ear to the ground for what potential shows we could do next season. And, you know, hopefully we'll hopefully get the green light and start working again, you know.
But that
if Jesse can fly, I don't know, we'll find that one out.
And that leads me to that next question, but I need to stop before we get into your dad and the flying, because we're also doing something else today. Not just writing to that address, not just going to True TV and emailing them. We're exposing the open announcement that not just public telescreens saying spy on your neighbor, but they're now going to use the FEMA takeover boxes on all broadcast TV, radio, and cable to start breaking in with Obama's video and voice on radio telling you to basically spy on your neighbors. The key article and video that we stayed up all night producing that breaks this down, Obama launches total takeover of media system. Again, Obama launches total takeover of media system, emergency alert system, and it is so important that you get the video and all this out to everybody. And I only mentioned it for like 1 minute in the last hour, and when I've done that before, we haven't gotten the number one Google search term. I normally need to hammer it for that to happen. Folks, right now, type Obama launches takeover into Google over and over again. Obama launches takeover. And let's make that the number one term, Obama launches takeover. That is so important to put that in the search engine. Also, Obama takeover media. We want to make that the second term on Google. Obama takeover media and Obama launches takeover. Those are two separate search terms. Let's break through the electronic Berlin Wall. Let's expose their attempt to attack the media and the alternative media, just like we did with the TSA. It's admitted we launched that. It's admitted we've launched so many other things. You've done it. Obama launches takeover is the first search term. The second search term is Obama takeover media. Put those in over and over again. The three words Obama launches takeover is one search term, and Obama takeover media is the second three words you put in together. Let's do it together. Let's make it number one. It should be number one in the next 3 hours. Ty, getting into your father now, again, appreciate you talking about this. I know from flying with him, he is upset. Other people are upset. It's a carnival atmosphere. He's a celebrity. People gather around. He said on my show, they grab his genitals. They go, into his, I'm not even going to say it. They're now admitting they're going into other people's pants. There's a huge revolt against this. He's filed a lawsuit, and it's gotten national media attention. What can you say about that?
Well, I can't comment on the lawsuit because it is a lawsuit and things like that. I can talk about my own experiences with it, which I have been groped and I've had to go into the microwave machine because they didn't even give me the option of being searched, before and you know, it's not fun at all. In fact, the good thing is the microwave machine didn't work on me because I'm too tall. so I was happy about that, which once again shows how idiotic it is. But no, I can't comment directly on the lawsuit because it is a pending lawsuit and all that. I think it speaks for itself, and hopefully we'll see what happens, and we'll see what becomes of that. But if we can. You know, if it works out, and it's a good blow against the system to try to get them to make airlines safer without invading our rights, and it can be done.
Well, Ty, as you know, and I guess we talked privately about this, so I know the inside baseball, and I've talked to your dad off air. I mean, I knew months before they were launching the suit they were, but he said, "Don't talk about it. When I get back, I'll talk about it." And so I guess when he gets back in April, obviously he's going to need to respond. You know, the media tried to spin it. Oh, Ventura wants publicity. I happen to know your dad turns down most big TV interviews. He refused to talk to the international media on this. He told me when we flew, he said, "I can't do this anymore. I got to get out of here." Every time he flies, to be groped and then to have The View and others make jokes about it and laugh at him and say, "Oh, he's a man. Why does he care if somebody grabs his genitals?" I mean, I've had Ron Paul on. He's angry about it and says they've grabbed his genitals. I mean, this is about government training us to put up with anything.
Exactly. You know, they condition us to accept any kind of form of security, no matter how invasive, and condition us to throw out our Bill of Rights, then they win. And you can't have that. I mean, if you have to make that choice. Is it a free society or is it a state-controlled police society? And I believe this country is a free society. And you could still have security and be a free society. You just have to do it correctly. And my own personal experiences, I had a friend of mine who, is a FBI agent in counterterrorism, and he has a conceal and carry permit. And he's walking through, and he shows him the conceal and carry thing, says, "I'm an FBI agent, it's okay." And so they let him go through, and then his bag goes through, and he has a small Swiss Army knife on his keychain in his bag. Then it goes to the X-ray, and they say, "I'm sorry, sir, you can't have that Swiss Army knife." And he's kind of looking at them like, "But I'm carrying a gun." I mean, it's just ludicrous what the things that they've set up. I mean, it's the appearance of security. And it is. It's a conditioning to get us to accept the fact that, oh, our bodies belong to the government and we have no rights over them whatsoever.
For forced vaccines and everything else. But notice in Obama's State of the Union, Ty, did you catch where he said, "We're going to put speed train all over the country, high-speed rail. Don't worry, now you won't have to get pat-downs on the rail." They're already doing pat-downs on rail. Everyone that went in the Super Bowl got a genital pat-down. I mean, there's nowhere to run or hide from this. TSA is now setting up checkpoints on highways, Ty. I just want to commend your father for his courage because he loves his privacy. As he said on my show, he was really going to retire 3 years ago. He wants to ride off into the sunset. He's doing this for everybody and for his country, as a governor, as a veteran. Can you speak to your, the fact that they're...
We're not publicity hounds. We don't do things for publicity. We do things because we feel that we have to stand up and they're morally right. And nothing about this is anything to do with publicity. My dad's always been that way through his whole life, is that if he sees something wrong, he speaks about it, whether for good
Well, talking to him on air and off, he just says, Alex, I want to ride off in the sunset, but I can't stand this tyranny. So he says, I do 6-8 months here fighting it, but then I just got to get away from it and just walk on the beach. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I'm not 60 years old like he is, and every day, Ty, my instinct says, get out of here, get out of here. But there's nowhere to run.
Well, if you believe and you love and you love your country and you want to change things, you have to stay and fight. And he will stay and fight until, you know, until he physically can't anymore. And he will continue to speak out against tyranny and speak out against things of this nature until he finally can kind of hang up the hat and move on. And then that's where I guess I'll probably have to pick up the mantle and continue speaking out for truth in the works that I do. And we all have to do that as a citizenry, and we need to follow leaders like him and leaders like yourself and other people like Ron Paul and things like that, and don't get duped into believing that you know, if you join an organization, that's enough. I mean, you got to stay vigilant. You got to educate people.
We've all got to be leaders. Ty, stay there. Powerful information.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We'll go a little bit into the next hour with him, and then the retransmission starts where I get into this rollout of the president now is going to be breaking into radio, TV, your cell phones, your online video games, and giving you fear-mongering messages. I mean, that is out of Brave New World, 1984, The Running Man. I mean, it's just off the charts insane. Let's take some calls here for Tyrell Ventura, obviously the son of Jesse Ventura, and a great producer and director in his own right, very talented. Believe me, I've seen him working. He's the heart of the operation. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, thanks for holding. Then Corey, Nick, Rick, and Gary and Mike. That's all we got time for. Real fast, Julio, go ahead.
Alex, man, this is pretty crazy with Big Brother literally coming over our TV screens. I work at a radio station at my college. We have EAS systems there, and we have to call practically every hour just to get power readings. That's what they tell us, just to see if the EAS system's working. And then you talk
about... And here's the deal. A decade ago, they weren't all freaked out telling you to check it. Now they're getting you trained to run over to the government takeover box and just worship it. You know, it's your master. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, and they, you know, they tell it, like, one time our plug came out in the station. The station was shut down for, like, maybe 20 minutes, and they got freaked out about it. But quickly, Alex, you talked about FEMA trying to... and the president wanting to talk to us during national emergencies. There's a big exercise coming up in May in a whole bunch of FEMA regions, including FEMA Region 5 in Illinois, NLE 11, getting prepared for earthquakes. And you have FEMA here January 20th, loading up on hydrated beverages to distribute.
I hear you, Julio. I got to go, but I'm aware of the new NLE national level exercise. You cover that in the police state episode. I think that's what shocked your dad the most is these 10 governors that the states aren't in control.
Yeah, no, it is pretty frightening when you look at it, because it's like, you know, these people are yeah, we elect the governors, but we didn't elect them to run 10 regions of the country. You know, they should, you know, and that should be something debated on in Congress. That should be a big deal. And instead, it just kind of slides through. And, you know, this all started in, you know, the post 9/11 push, and it's been ongoing for the last, you know, 50, 60 years in this country, I would say, you know, this push to turn us fascist essentially.
There's no doubt it's happening now. I mean,
it doesn't matter who's in power. It can be Democrat or Republican. You know, they're all working for the same corporate masters.
Let's jam in one more, then come back and take a few more with Ty on the other side going into the fourth hour. Let's talk to Corey in California. You got about a minute and a half, Corey.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir. Hey, I really agree with you, Mr. Ventura, on the stay and fight. I mean, we have to not be scared and, you know, voice our, you know, the facts and opinions and things of that nature. One question. I know you had a lot of questions about season 30. Are there any, like, possible considerations on follow-ups on the previous theories, like, say, for example, the BP oil spill going back down there and just looking at, you know, the devastation that's been wrought there?
Oh, yeah, we would love, I mean, you know, in the first two seasons, we didn't really focus on maybe going back to previous conspiracies that we've covered, but we would love to do that, you know, especially with BP or especially even with the police state or the water conspiracy. You know, we always keep tabs after we air a show. We always keep tabs on that particular.
The problem is there's so many new things that haven't been covered, though.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as, you know, if we can get to like four or five seasons, or even maybe even the third season, you know, if we can get that long of a show and long of a run of a show, we definitely would love to go back and revisit some stuff.
Oh,
you
I've know, got an
we
idea.
Can only get the tip of the iceberg on some of these things. You know?
Yes. How about folks call True TV and email them and write them and say, put the show out on DVD so people can get it and share it? That's a good idea. It needs to be on DVD,
definitely.
Ty.
Definitely, definitely. I agree.
All right, stay there. Back in 1 minute, a few final calls with Tyrell Ventura. I'm Alex Jones. Get that Google search term out on the Obama takeover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.